Elon Musk may be the hero we didn't know that we needed. Despite the fact that he has 50 companies that are no longer advertising on Twitter and has lost over $2 billion in revenue because of that, he seems poised to have Twitter making a huge rebound, much to the hatred of those that would like to see him fail. China has seen a COVID uprising of people taking to the streets and fighting back. Jen Psaki has recently been told by the courts that she needs to testify on what the government did with social media companies about COVID disinformation. So we're going to learn a lot more about that. And Balenciaga, have you heard about the scandal in Kanye West? Well, I'm disgusted by it. And we're going to talk about how Balenciaga and the Catholic Church and this whole concept of grooming, it's something that's pervasive in the world and it's sick and it needs to be called out. And the people that hide this stuff in the shadows, they are completely morally bankrupt. Sit back, grab yourself a cup of coffee or whatever it is that you're into. You're listening to America Emboldened with Greg Bolden on the America Out Loud Network. Welcome back, Bold Americans, to another episode. So glad that you're here. Hopefully you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving Day holiday and a little bit of a break, whether you partook in some of that Black Friday shopping or just relaxed this past weekend. Hopefully it was good to you. Now, in the headlines, we're going to get started with Elon Musk. If you were not aware, there have been 50 of their top 100 companies have pulled advertisements at this point from the platform. And in result of that, the Media Matters states that the advertisers have accounted for about $2 billion in spending since 2020. And in 2022, that these 50 companies were over $750 million in advertising. So probably we're going to hit at least $1 billion this year. So I went through the companies to find out if this was a huge loss to the average American. And the first company that comes up on an ABC order, we're going to do this today, this is going to be fun, Abbott Laboratories. Now, Abbott Labs was hit with a $1.5 billion penalty for fraud in drug marketing. So you know what? I think Elon Musk has done us a huge favor by not allowing Abbott Laboratories to defraud the American public or the world public with their pharmaceutical company responses. So perhaps these companies that are backing off, maybe we can find where there's some type of thread that goes through that's common for all of these. The next company, everybody's favorite insurance company, maybe, Allstate Corporation. Now, Allstate Corporation has unsolicited people making phone calls and part of class action lawsuits. They have defrauded people out of money. They've lost lawsuits where they did not pay people for the taxes as required by state law. And so there has been many different lawsuits against Allstate Corporation and their insurance companies. But again, if you're on Twitter, do you really need to figure out an insurance company to drive your car? If you're using Twitter, is that where you're like, you know what? I can't figure out who I'm going to get insurance with. Allstate. Oh, wow. Who's this company? Oh, yeah, I'll put my car through there. No. If anything, you guys are going to go with the Gecko, right? You're going to go with Geico, the cute little Gecko, and that will be your insurance company. And they don't need any advertisers because they're already living rent-free in your head with their little green Gecko guy. AMC Networks, that's another company that has pulled their advertising or hit pause right now. And if you don't know AMC Entertainment, they lost a $200 million lawsuit for basically stealing The Walking Dead from the producers. And so that, I believe, finally settled in 2021 with the show creators. And so AMC also has some other issues, but we can go into the fact that their network also exposed 1.6 million people's personal data from the subscribers of its streaming service, a huge security breach where people lost credit card information. They lost their names, their email addresses, a huge cyber threat. between Sundance Now and AMC Networks, what they own. So again, Elon Musk, thank you. If they're withdrawing from Twitter and their advertisements, who are they really hurting? They're only hurting themselves, because who's not going to know that there's like a 15th spinoff of The Walking Dead coming next month? This is ridiculous. AMC, no one cares. In fact, the meme stock AMC, which the same type of concept, you've defrauded tons of people. They knew that they were short, so they had the cover for their big investors. So what they end up doing, they split and they create an ape stock to go with the AMC stock as if they're hip, which really they were just finding a way to make sure that they could play nice with everybody on the playground. We're going to be here a long time if I continue to go through everything as comprehensively as I started off. So I'm going to speed up a little bit here. AMC Networks was their American Express. Now, I've talked about American Express already, because American Express, what are they working on? That's right. They're working on a crypto card, which is moving us towards a digital currency. And they are one of the test cards with the Federal Reserve right now. Good riddance. See you later. Everybody, if you're not using cash right now, do me a big favor. Start going to the bank more often. I know it's a little bit of an inconvenience, or hitting up your local convenience store that doesn't have a transaction fee to get cash out of the ATM, or whatever you want to call it nowadays, the debit machine, and take out cash and pay with cash. It's really important right now that we get away from digital for your own security. I've been saying this on the show pretty much ad nauseum. I'm probably going to lose this battle, but it's very important. Also, AT&T pulled their advertisements from Twitter. AT&T, the same company that lectured white employees just about a year ago that all of their white employees are the problem, that it was a uniquely white trait to be a racist. And they did this whole campaign, listen, understand, act. So AT&T, yeah, same type of thing here. We'll continue on. Big Heart Pet Care. Big Heart Pet Care has pulled. Now, I had to figure out who Big Heart Pet Care was, because I had no idea. Yeah, well, this is the same company that they put a euthanasia drug in their pet brand dog food. Yep, that's right. Go back to 2018. The Gravy Train brand of pet food contained pentobarbital, which was a barbiturate and sedative commonly used to euthanize animals. It's a class 2 controlled substance. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely that, you know, Big Heart Pet Care can't kill your dogs and cats anymore? Now, granted, I'm being a little bit hubris here as I'm making that statement. But I'm trying to show you that these companies that are coming off of Twitter, this is not that bad. The next company, you know this one, hopefully, if you're paying attention to my show, BlackRock. BlackRock, that's right, member of the WEF, enemy number one of the people. BlackRock Financials are trying to buy out the world in the idea of nature, climate, cybersecurity, shaping the financial and monetary systems to a digital currency, moving to a digital economy, new values of creation right there on their entire front of their webpage. You can't beat that. Thank you, Elon. Thank you for putting BlackRock out of the advertising business in the middle of Twitter. I'm much appreciative for that. Oh, by the way, AT&T, I will never forget your September 11th campaign, where you were promoting, I guess, a phone instead of a tribute to September 11th, and you used a phone to hold up to show that the Twin Towers were missing. Yeah, that was disgusting too. Might as well just hold you accountable, since if we're going to, you know, hold everybody else accountable as we go today. And then there's this Blue Trident Brands. Yeah, that's right. Another WEF company owning the water supply. Now, if you paid attention to Nestle and their president a long time ago, he wants to own the water supply in the United States. He does not believe that water is an intrinsic human value and human right. So he's trying to buy up the tributaries and the lakes that feed them or feed down to them. And so that's the reason why we're seeing lakes go down and shortages, because the tributaries, they're siphoning off that spring water from there in the water sources. So that's also important. Boston Beer Company. I don't know. I looked up Boston Beer Company. The best thing I could find is they're an environmentally conscious company. I have no problem with that. California State Lottery stopped advertising. Well, that's good because gambling is a real problem in the United States and around the world. You know, hey, getting people away from the addiction of gambling, I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. I think that is something that we could pay attention to a little bit more in our country. Maybe get people off the addictions, right? How about CenturyLink, which is part of Lumen Technologies, Inc.? Well, I was curious even what they did because that wasn't a company that I knew. And that's right. It's another company that's telecommunications. They are trying to create the most secure platform for next generation apps and data. What would that be used for too? Oh, that's right. Federal Reserve digital currency. You're seeing where a lot of these companies are starting to connect back to, right? And then we get the virtue signaling companies like Chanel, right? Chanel has pulled their stuff off Twitter. Why? Why, Chanel? Why are you pulling your stuff off Twitter at this point? I think this is hilarious. You're taking your stilettos a little bit too serious. Everybody, I'm not going to say what I was about to say. I'm biting my tongue. Anyway, you know what? No one wants your overpriced junk anyway. So I'm glad that you're off Twitter and the advertising. Chevrolet. Now, Chevrolet has paused at this point in time their advertisement in a bit. They also have released a statement about why they are doing so. Chevrolet, look, if you're not even relevant as a car company anymore. The last good thing that you have still to your name is the Chevy Corvette. The Chevy Corvette where you move the engine back to the back of it. No one's buying the Chevy Spark, right? The Equinox is just like every other car. The Camaro is still like the 1980s, you know, trying to show everybody how tough you are. No one cares about Chevrolet anymore, except people that are involved into the grain of the American automobile division. They've fallen so far behind. Really, they have. They've fallen so far behind. There's two companies in the United States right now, when they come to cars, that when you hop in them, they feel plastic. I recently went to Ford. I was going to get a new car, and they put me in an Escape at the start, and everything was completely plastic and cheap. Now, the car that I'm coming from, which I ended up just purchasing outright, it was a lease, I ended up keeping my Hyundai because it was just much better appointed for a cheaper price, and it's not caused me any issues. My Ford that I have, my other car, it's pretty basic and everything else. Chevy and Ford, I think that the Ford Lightning, the new electric vehicle, it seems very well put together so far. The jury's still out. But maybe their electric vehicles start taking them up a notch. Anyway, I need to get back to this. Chipotle is pulling their advertisements. Citigroup, another bank that's part of the monitoring of the Federal Reserve here for their experiment coming up. CNN. Okay, CNN, if you're advertising on Twitter to begin with, I'm not even going to say another word. Dell is on that list. Diageo is on that list. Now, I did not even know what Diageo was, so I can't miss something that I don't really know what it is, correct? Well, once I looked into it, it's a global leader in beverage of alcohol with many brands in spirits and beer. Yeah, well, I can do without that on my Twitter feed. DirecTV. Oh, no, not DirecTV. Not the service that every single time it starts to have a thunderstorm, your signal goes out. What will I do without unreliable television? Discover Financial Services. Yep, we've heard about Discover Financial Services already. They're also part of the test banks. I did an episode on that. Fidelity. Right. First National Realty Partners, Ford. Well, of course, if Chevy's going to do this, Ford's going to do this, too. What I find really interesting, though, about Ford and about Chevy and what they're doing with their statements. Look, they're taking what's called a wait and see approach to advertising under Elon Musk. They said in a statement, "We are engaging with Twitter to understand the direction of the platform under their new ownership. As is normal course of business with significant change in media platform, we have temporarily paused our paid advertisement. Our customer care interactions on Twitter will continue." Now, this is kind of comical. It's comical because Elon Musk is now publishing how good Twitter is doing. He's showing people that since he has bought the company, new user signups are at an all-time high. They're finding they have 2 million people per day in the last 7 days, up 66% versus the same week in 2021. They also have users' active minutes at an all-time high. They're averaging nearly 8 billion users' active minutes per day in the last 7 days, which is up 30% versus the same time in 2021. So for all these people on the left that are hoping that Twitter is going to fail, it's not failing. So you're jumping off a platform that's starting to thrive. The only difference here, and Elon Musk said, he said there wasn't really a war on Twitter for free speech. There was a war on Twitter for removing the free speech of just Republicans or conservative values. And Elon said, if people could see the data that he has, they would be shocked by it. That apparently you could only use Twitter and say what you wanted to say if you had the hubris from the left. So I'm just going to quickly, before I hit my break, hit the rest of these companies. You can do the research and figure them all out. Heineken, Hewlett-Packard, Hilton Worldwide, Inspire Brands, Jeep, Kellogg's, Kohl's, Kindrel, LinkedIn, MailChimp, Marriott, Mars Petcare, Mars Incorporated, Merck & Company, Meta Platforms, formerly Facebook, MoneyWise, Nestle, Novartis, Pernod Ricard, PlayPass, Coca-Cola, Kraft Heinz, Tire Rack, Verizon, Wells Fargo, Whole Foods, and Yum Brands. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. This false virtue signaling, right, that people have, or even like when we start talking about, you know, Kanye West on the opposite side of the break and talk about these other stories with Balenciaga and what they're doing, Jen Psaki influencing what social media companies are doing. It's disgusting. It's really disgusting. All right, we got to hit a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to America Emboldened with Greg Bolden on the America Out Loud Network.
Now the spirit of American liberty and justice is woven into the soul of America Out Loud. Now we invite you, friends, to invest some of your time with our magnificent family of experts, their minds and voices. It's all back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
You already know Genesis plus HOCL is your best defense against viruses. But did you also know it's the most powerful weapon for eliminating airborne mold too? Customers are raving about the Genesis Fogger's ability to tackle mold problems and the bad smells that go with them. And we all know mold is a hazard to your health. There's no airborne invader that Genesis can't handle. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's fast-paced digital age makes it tougher. You're not alone. Poor sleep affects over 70% of us. The CDC even labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake refreshed. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep using calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Over 1,000 reviews with an average star rating of over 4.4 proves it works. Take back your sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
Welcome back, Bold Americans. We are having a good time today, but guess what's back in the news cycle? That's right. COVID is on the rebound. Get the fear up, everybody. Fear, fear, fear. there's a new COVID strain that may be more dangerous, lab studies show. But while we're talking about that, you know, there's a quick way that you can protect yourself at your home. You can get a Genesis Fogger HOCL like I have. And it's a great way to disinfect your home as the flu, as RSVs going around. I've seen it in our school. I take it to my school in order to disinfect my classroom. It really helps. It's all natural. You don't have to wear a mask when you're using this product, but it's a great way to make sure that you get clean air. And as we get this nasty coronavirus next strain that they're trying to scare us all about, you don't have to be scared. They even have a product now. You just set it and forget it. You plug into an outlet and it feeds your room with this disinfectant to keep your air clean from the contamination that would make you sick. So I highly recommend that. All right. So there's this South African laboratory that studied COVID-19 samples over the past 6 months. And they're stating now that there may be this brand new strain. Everybody, are we scared yet? Are we scared? Because what they're stating is, it may indicate that the vaccines will not work against this. Oh no, we need our 15th vaccine, everybody. We need our 17th booster. How are we going to stay in front of all of this? And also, can we finally end the statement that it is a pandemic of the unvaccinated? Because we also learned that now vaccinated people are dying at a higher rate than unvaccinated people. That's correct. For the first time since the pandemic and vaccines have been available, the story has now shifted to a pandemic of the vaccinated. Didn't say I didn't see that coming. So this is an important part of the story for today, because in China, as these COVID outbreaks are happening, they're building these centers where basically if on your phone, it turns a color like red. And I'm saying red because I don't know exactly how this works from what I read up on. But you have an app that basically says that if your app tells you you're no longer clear to be out in public, you got to go into lockdown. And so when they go into lockdown, it shuts down the entire city. It shuts down very populous cities where there's huge financial hubs, right? As well as they're building these quarantine centers where they will just take you and put you. And you have no rights to say, no, we're not going to do that. And there are people that are being put into lockdown for over 3 months. Now imagine that you can't leave your home, that you can't have your regular life for 3 months because the government just decides, well, hey, this group of people, you're no longer able to go out for a virus that at this point in time is not deadly, and we know how to treat it, and we have apparently vaccines that are supposed to work. Well, guess what? The people in China have finally had enough. They are now shouting in the streets, down with the Chinese Communist Party, down with Xi Jinping, and free, and I don't know how to say the town, Urumqi. Now, this is a rare video that is popping up now online. You're seeing large groups go up against the police. They're telling people to end the lockdowns for all of these cities. And there's crowds forming in Shanghai shouting this. We're seeing the videos of it. This is a wonderful sight for people that do not have the freedoms that we have here in the United States. The largest demonstrations in Shanghai, they have 26 million people there. People are boldly demanding that President Xi resigns. I don't think you understand maybe just how huge that is for China to finally be fighting back. But I stand with the people that are fighting back for their rights in China. I stand with the people who are saying this is BS. That's gone on long enough. This should have never. You know what? These people have that social credit system they're trying to bring to the United States too. So I hope you're paying attention every time you don't use cash. I hope you're paying attention every time you get a little bit closer to a digital currency or having a health pass on your phone like they try to institute out west in parts like Washington and Oregon and California. I hope you're paying attention. This is how they start to take your rights. And the people in China, they finally had enough. I love there's one person, he starts yelling, and I'm relying on translation services here, but he says to a person who's a police officer, it looks like, "Whose children are you and whose father are you? Don't you have a conscience? How many people died today?" And this was in reaction to the fact that their people are basically unable to rise up and they're becoming slaves of the CCP. There was a fire in this building where people were burned to death because everybody was locked down in their home. That's correct. People died because they weren't allowed to leave. So that's why people are saying, like, where's your conscience on all of this stuff? This is so important right now. So important. Matter of fact, as I'm recording this show right now, one of my listeners just sent me they're smashing COVID barricades in Wuhan. And it is video that is just breaking right now of people smashing through. I'm going to turn the audio. They are opening up, asking to be freed people. So you can tell just how hot this story is right now. Just as I'm doing this episode, I'm getting text messages about the people of China. You know what? We stand with the people that want their rights. We want people to be free. We do not want this one world global government. We want individuals. We want people that can think for themselves, do what they want for themselves. That's why this whole Twitter conversation is so vital and important. It's also the reason why the people on the left, with their hubris, they've got to understand and be humbled that they do not have all of the answers. It's just not there. Which brings me to people like Jen Psaki. Now, Jen Psaki did not want to testify on what she knew about the social media companies and the government, and what they were telling people was disinformation. But guess what? She cannot hide any longer. The courts have ruled she must appear and she must state what's known. Now, much of this information is already out there, but I'm curious under oath what she will say without perjuring herself, or will she have already perjured herself with lying to the public before? This is huge. Will she lose her position in the news since she left the White House? All very much well worth watching here as we move forward. This all goes towards this whole Elon Musk part of him saying that the censorship only leaned one way. And when I talk to people on the left, I hear statements like, all Republicans are jerks, and I'm using nicer words. This is nothing more than hubris and shows the arrogance of the individuals that make the statements. It shows the lack of humility. See, I find the hubris is rampant on the left. I'm not saying it doesn't exist on the right as well, because it does. Donald Trump definitely spoke with a lot of hubris. But Nancy Pelosi? She believes everything she says. She believes that she knows what's best for the United States. Joe Biden, he believes he's been in office so long that he is the Christ for all of us in order to make the decisions best for us. They rest on hubris and they all need humility in their lives because they don't have much humility left. And I believe that Joe Biden might have had humility at some point in his life, but that's out the door right now. But maybe he's getting humble now as the economy continues to go out of control. And meanwhile, he's been trying to reel it in. Maybe now he's starting to pay attention. And then the other story I wanted to talk about today, Balenciaga. Now, if you followed Kanye West, when he went on his what was deemed as an anti-Semitic rant back in October, Adidas dropped him and Balenciaga dropped him on October 21st. Now, Balenciaga was the clothing company that was putting their clothes in the Gap stores for Kanye, his Yee brand of clothing that was going in the Gap. So Kanye basically called out all of the pedophilia, called out all the grooming, called out his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian, and how she placed all of that. And people were really like, oh, well, he's mentally unwell. He's mentally unwell with these statements. No, I don't think all of those statements were mentally unwell. In fact, if you didn't see what's going on right now, Balenciaga is in hot, hot water because they took photos of children that looked like they were about 3 or 4 years old with teddy bears in bondage. That's correct. Their ad campaign showed a kid's clothing campaign with teddy bears in bondage, and they published it. And then they were forced to, we sincerely apologize for any offense our holiday campaign may have caused. Our plush bear bag should not have been featured with children in this campaign. We have immediately removed the campaign from all platforms. This is a load and a crock of crap. If you know anything about the advertising world and the millions upon millions of dollars that are spent on it, there are no mistakes in what gets photographed. It has to go carefully curated and approved. The images get seen by multiple people before being released by the companies. And to use a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old in this way, if you're the parent that sat there and was like, you know what, it's okay for my little 4-year-old to be with a bondage bear, shame on you. Shame on you for abusing your child. Shame on you for making your child unsafe. Because the people that will support this are the people that are in denial that there's pedophilia in the world, or there's people that are getting off on this stuff. This is disgusting. And so I stand with Kanye on this one. I stand with Kanye and what he was calling out about all of this. You know, maybe it's good that Adidas, he's out of it. Now, I don't stand with him on his anti-Semitic remarks. All right, I'm kind of in the Dave Chappelle crowd. If you watched his Saturday Night Live feed, it's kind of the same thing. There's certain things that are just unfathomable to talk about. It paints you as a bigot. It paints you as a racist. That all stated, there were things that Kanye was talking about, as we can see here at Balenciaga, that is very important. And meanwhile, the rest of the company, the people that are associated with, like Kim Kardashian, they're all just quiet about it. They're completely quiet. And this is just showing us that there's no problem in Hollywood and the clothing companies and in the celebrity culture of grooming children. That's correct. There's no problem with grooming children, because with power and with money, people are afraid to stand up. And I've seen it personally. I've seen it personally when I was working in the Catholic Church. I saw it because I was pulled into a meeting with lawyers upon my very first year working for the church, where I heard of the names of people that were abused by priests many, many decades ago before I ever started working there. And when I heard these names, they meant nothing to me because they were like John Doe and John Doe 2. No one was using their real names. But as names finally came out, because people would start to reveal themselves throughout, I started to realize that many of the priests that I was around, all right, many of the priests that I was around knew the abusers, and they knew what was going on, and they held silence. They held silence in their tongues. It's the same type of silence I see with people like Kim Kardashian or Bella Hadid, people that are seeing the atrocities of the world, and they stay silent because they're afraid to step on toes. If you see the most innocent of life being damaged, you have a moral responsibility, you piece of crap, in order to speak up and stop it. And if you don't do that, you do not deserve to breathe another breath. And I believe that wholeheartedly. Those that abuse children, groom children, do whatever, I believe in the death penalty beyond measure. Now, you can say, well, I thought you were pro-life. I am pro-life. I'm protecting the child. I'm protecting the most innocent. I have children. You want to come anywhere near my children with this type of stuff? You're not going to leave in one piece, and I will gladly serve whatever jail sentence or be put to death for what I will do to you for harming my child. And we need more people to stand up and say, this is wrong. These spineless skeletons that are in our institutions, whether they're in churches, whether they're in Hollywood, whether they're in advertisement firms, they all need to be rooted out. Which brings me back to the very beginning of the show. Perhaps Elon Musk is doing this for us right now. And that's not me saying that Elon Musk is some intrinsically good dude. That's not what I'm saying at all. But perhaps by bringing people back onto the platform, fine, allow people to have discourse where they disagree, and things just aren't hidden because of your feelings. We can start calling out injustices for what they are. It's very important that we have this conversation immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all I have for you today. I hope that I honored your time well. I'll be back with another episode tomorrow. It's my 100th episode. We're going to have a little fun. We're going to have a group episode. Anyone that wants to join in can. So you're going to hear lots of voices. Maybe you'll even hear your voice should you choose to join in. You can find me at Twitter at RealGregBolden, B-O-U-L-D-E-N. And a special thanks to the America Out Loud Network and all the other talent that's on here. Make sure you're supporting their shows. You've been listening to America Emboldened with Greg Bolden on the America Out Loud Network. Be bold, America.